It's me. Yes. Welcome to another edition of What the Fuck Happenings in and Around in Mendham. No, said it wrong again. Yeah. This is probably a right way to say it. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. Yeah. Another week. It's mostly physics. And, yeah, it looks like I have Lyme disease again, so. Kind of a bummer, especially winter Lyme disease. So, kind of my own fault. I got a little bit lazy about taking a hot shower every day, and, you know, you really have to around here. At least I have to. And, you know, I it has been warm here, warmer than usual for winter. And so, I should have known better. And so, it's, you know, probably my own fault somehow. Cat goes in and out, and, you know, chair's right next to my chair, kind of a thing, so, anyway, just kind of a bummer, you know, I was getting having headaches because I stopped drinking coffee, so I thought, well, that's why you have a headache, is you stop drinking coffee, and, you know, that's why you feel like shit, and that's why you're not hungry, and that's why you're not, and, you know, and then today I had the body aches, you know, everything just aches. So I did the take your temperature thing, and yeah, whoops, there we go. Anyway, so, just irritating. So it doesn't appear to be the really horrible version, just the lousy version. So I guess that's good. I guess this is number 11 or 12, something like that. Anyway. So, you know, the conversation on planet Earth is just horrible. And everybody's an idiot, and there's not much to say, you know. Just trapped here on a planet full of idiots. I intended to do an Ephelist-style video, because I did create that category finally on the message board. And I did intend to do a, you know, first installment of the Fairness First Party. But, yeah, I got too discouraged, or too depressed, or too something. Didn't get to it yet. I guess I'll do the short version of the Ephelist one anyway. Just thoughts rolling in the head, you know, of perspective and the fact that people have none about this thing called reality. You know, and Hafede and Pirro are going back and forth about how to do this, figure out what we are and where we are thing, even in the physics sense. And, you know, their grounding is so trivial, so superficial, you know. Can't even say that about Hafede, because it's not even a grounding. There's no grounding. The grounding is, I will evade all existence of all things, because everything is reducible to a mechanical process, therefore everything is steam engines or something. You know, cars are motors. They don't do anything more complicated, something like that. It's just utterly nonsense, useless mush, to deny us our existence as complex forms of the fundament, which we are, obviously. You know, the fundament goes the speed of light in a direction. We're doing more than that. Something a lot more complicated than just that. So anyway, maybe I'll go on to some of that stuff, but it's, you know, it's just how people acquire perspective, and they're always using Satana Kanavad, the cliche, you know, and the opening line of, I think, therefore I am. So that's where we begin philosophically, because we can't be sure of anything else. And yes, but we can be sure that we think coherently somehow, because we had a thought that somehow we know what an am is and we know how what thinking is. So we know how to put those two things together somehow. We're sure of that we're thinking, you know, and therefore, because we think that it's a truth that I am. I mean, you can't even, you know, it's a vacuous way to begin assessing what it is to be here at this time, at this place in the universe, and what kind of stuff should be, thoughts should be rolling in your heads, and what kind of crap should be coming out of your mouth. Unfortunately, if you just measure people by what comes out of their mouth, it's just crap, just shit, garbage. The religious nuts are religious nuts, and the non-religious nuts are religious nuts. They just don't call it religion. Same difference, though. Wishful thinking, blah-blah, mishmushy, silly putty crap. Just rationalizations and justifications for their own little preferences and doodah, doodah. Put your left foot in games they play and shake it all about. Hokey pokey, blah blah. Anyway, so the dismal thoughts that entered my mind this week were just contemplating. You know, I mean, it's happening every single day. Every single day, how many mouse traps go snap? You know, and how many of the mouses are instantly killed versus how many are just perpetually and horribly trapped and will slowly die of septic livers or something from the compression. You know, how many organisms meet some horrible event in their life slash perhaps death? You know, let's just go with all the ones just maimed a little, you know. Just how many animals every day are eking a day through the African heat, you know, minus one of their limbs or something, you know, trying to cope with the terror and the pain and the agony. And then you can go on to humans and how many are, you know, doing their dying thing right now, or doing their I have a disease thing right now. Sick for some reason or other. Just, you know, crawling through that experience minute to minute, second by second. In the longest days of their lives kind of experience. Just completely and just horribly, you know, just their whole consciousness is nothing but an obnoxious horror to them. And for what? For the Trump presidency, for the great Super Bowl victory, for what? You know, a little bit of wank, you know, a little bit of visceral gratification of desire, some small and short victories in your life, such the high price paid for it, same price paid, daily. And if it was you that had to actually dispose of this horror, you had to go up to each one of these little creatures and say, today's horror day. And you had to be you had to look into their eyes and do it. Could you do it for this? For whatever it is you're getting out of this slop? Your fucking incredible joy? Just, you know, it's really worth it, huh? You think so, do you? You fucking cunts. Anyway. So yeah, that was just rolling in my head. It's just so, you know, it's not hard to see it, really. Not hard to imagine the reality. The scope of it is impossible to grasp. Yeah, it's too big a number to really appreciate. I mean, somebody can say it to you, you know. It's like the odds of winning the lottery. Somebody could say 6,000,000 to 1. You know, and you could be like, oh, that ain't so big a number. You know, that ain't so bad. But if somebody presented 6 million to you in different forms, you know, if they gave you the book with 6 million dots in it, you know, and you saw the thick book in the page after page after page, you know, maybe you'd realize, yeah, man, I'm going to pick one dot out of that book and say it wins. Yeah, that is kind of silly. So perspective becomes the whole subject, really. Is you know, how do you gain perspective on the importance of playing your little silly human game and being all proud of yourselves and your wonderful accomplishment, how much you've tortured and maimed and you know, tormented and, you know, for what? You know, for what grand accomplishment? Just the silliest of pleasures, you know, watching a movie, distracting yourself into some vicarious or voyeuristic way of living through some other fantasy. How much of that is the substance of your derived pleasure? And yet you will sign on to, yes, pay more price paid, super, great, yes, because we're worth it, I am worth it, I am the representative of this. It's just so, again, so small-minded, these silly ambitions. We need to get off the planet so the future people can do future people stuff. And these are in the context of people who are so obnoxious to most of the other human race. Most of the human race, they're trying to get kicked out of their countries, which I don't find totally repugnant, but the very fact that these are pro-lifers, when they're so busy trying to shovel life out of their way and out of their sight, just such hypocrisy. Just grotesque hypocrisy. And all for the, you know, but keep selling the lie because it's all feel-good stuff. It's all little sponge cake breakfast, isn't it? Yes, let's all have our little sponge cake breakfast and take life so trivially. And, you know, don't recognize any of the real pain or the real horror. Just pretend everything's okay. Nothing to see here. No real problem. Disgusting people are. It's just, you know, I'm sorry. There's no excuse for what the human race has done to the truth. The silly, you know, God done it bullshit when everything screams you're just a biological organism with clearly crude and unrefined passions. You know, there's just nothing God-like in your psychology, the root of it. It's a selfish, conniving, weaselly piece of shit. What God would create that? Well, yes, your God, of course. A human God would. Yes. Yeah. An asshole. Because, yeah, why? Well, because we can. Yeah. Because we need more of us. You know, us is great, so therefore make more us. You know, because us is winning. And just don't pay any attention to the blood and bones left on the field. You're the winner right now. And, you know, there's just nothing I can say. Well, they're going to get what they deserve. So what? I'm going to get what they deserve, which is going to suck. Yeah. You know, they're going to keep pressing the, you know, give me more button. And, you know, all the people who didn't press the button are going to pay for it. And, yeah, it's just quite horrible, dismal. Just, yeah. How distant the average human is from anything called reality, any kind of conception of what they're caught up in, the mechanism of this silly fucking DNA molecule, you know, playing a stupid who can replicate the best game. It's so bad. Alright, so I guess enough of that. So now we'll go back to the mechanical part of how do you construct understanding? and what are useful ways of ordering what you can know and not being fooled by it, misunderstanding. And that's where this I think, therefore I am. So I can say, because I am doing something, I am therefore a them. I'm a something. See, but that's another thing. What is an am? I mean, you could say you think because you have something that enables you to think. Might be the more sensible thing to perceive. It's not so much that you are, is that the thinking thing is. Whatever the thinking thing is, and that's all you can be sure of. But again, what's this to be sure of thing anyway? And we know, like I said, we don't get here this way. We don't get here full of a bunch of knowledge about what thinking is without first learning what thinking is. So you can't even ask the question. You can't even make the statement, I think, therefore I am, until you have some idea of what thinking is and some notion of existence, being a thing. And how would you acquire any of that knowledge if you hadn't had already exposure to a bunch of things in the world that are things? That's how you know it's a thing. It's because you've seen other things being a thing. You've seen other I ams being I ams. That's the only way you could know what an am is anyway. We don't need to try to find some safe place from which to do philosophy. As if there's all these, everything is fooling us and we're being tricked and fooled by our perception and we can't trust anything we see. Well, that's a lie. You can't trust what you feel. Okay, you can't trust, what you think is fuckable and what's not. Those kind of standards are silly. I mean, that kind of biological statement about what's valuable, what's not valuable is nonsense. But you can certainly trust your, I can see the pen, I can understand the origin of it, its history, how it's constructed with ink in a little vessel. There's lots of rules that it has to obey. It's not fooling me. It's a pen, and we can do that with most of the stuff in our world, and we can certainly, now that we have gleaned so much information, why would we sit there and undo all that and play some stupid game? The only thing I know, I don't know what evolution is, I don't know what, some of the relevant parts of physics are, I don't know these things. Well, of course you do, so why pretend you don't know them to do philosophy? Stuff gets caught in patterns, in configurations, and those configurations can make configurations, and our biology is a perfect example of it. No brains required, just a mechanical process of winner and loser, and the device that's as good, the one that does the make chemicals better thing wins. And that's how much of our evolution in the beginning was. And these devices, build a brain, build muscles, build things to do things in the world. And we're just a byproduct of that crap. And all of our ambitions and desires, the whole ego, the whole hungry for it. I'm hungry for my success. I'm hungry for, your dinner. You're hungry, hungry, hungry. You know where that comes from. It's just psychology. Get you to play the game. To drive you to play the game. But it doesn't have to own you. Because you can understand it. You can know what it is. That these impulses are where they come from. And how trivial and unassociated with anything reasonable they are. And know that, you can indulge, you can play, but you got to know how much what the price is for the play, and you have to take it seriously. You can't pretend you don't know that drinking and driving is a bad thing. It's perfectly easily to deduce. The logic is obvious. the increased risk is obvious. You have a choice. You're going to get a pet. What do you get? The one with the most teeth and the strongest jaws, or the one with the least teeth and the weakest jaws? If all else is the same, which one would you choose? Oh, yes, the risk taker. No, you would take the one with the least risk. If everything else is, it does everything else just as good? Yeah. It's no reason not to take the electric car. It goes just as fast as the gas car, and it doesn't cost you any more, and blah, 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 blah. You'd say, oh, yeah, fine. Yeah, less liability, more reliability. Okay, I win. I get stuff, and I don't lose anything. Those equations are really easy. And, when you really dissect psychology, these are all easy equations for our psychology because we know it's all bullshit. We only desire because we're addicted. We only need because we're addicted. Period. It's nothing more complicated than that. Certainly, it's hard not to go with your, once you have an addiction, it's hard to say, one more cigarette. One more cigarette. It could be time to die, and I'll be like, no, one more cigarette. But I know what I would be exposing myself to some sort of risk. So it all depends on how real I make that exposure. And that's the thing where this all breaks down for people, is because they can't make the other thing's pain real. The only thing that's real to them is their pain, their welfare. And they can't anthropomorphize the other human beings into human beings. Yes, that's right. They can't imagine the other human beings as human beings. As funny as that sounds, but yes, that's exactly it. They can anthropomorphize SpongeBob easier than they can anthropomorphize their next-door neighbor. That's the truth. I could find lots of things, and you can even see it when, like, there's a little hero cat, that goes into a burning building to rescue its kittens, and everybody just, does everything they can to help out, to give the cat a good future and build it a mansion to live in and all that stuff, and yachts and, hookers and all that kind of stuff. Well, hookers for the butch. But they'll step over a human being in trouble on the street, just walk over him. He's not there, like he's a brick, Oh, they'll see suffering in some other circumstance, and it's their fault, so fuck them. They're Mexicans. Fuck it. It's not my problem. They're lawbreakers, which they are. But I'm just saying, it still doesn't change the equation that they will neglect worrying, neglect being concerned or anything, because all they're really feeding on is heroism. Win. They're just totally enamored by the gladiator, with his good, nice, firm buttocks and his good little metal, uniform, his little short skirt, and they're just, I just love the gladiator. And that's all they can see. They don't see anything else. It's just so trivial. So the context of our existence is fairly easy to dissect, and this I think therefore I am it's infantile in terms of a philosophical statement. You have to incorporate into your understanding the mechanics of the universe, and then the mechanism of a reproducing molecule, and how that mechanism does this thing of creating a controlling unit, a brain, and that brain had to manifest the capacity to extract value from the environment. And the only way it could create this thing called value, because it doesn't exist in the universe itself, it had to make it. Had to make a feeling to appreciate, to associate with things. Things can't have value until you make a feeling to say, there it is, this means something. And we can do that better now that we're smart. We can feel it. We can feel their pain more appropriately than through bigotry or convenience or personal profit. We can value more than our own welfare by having a feeling for it, by recognizing the truth. You will associate it with the appropriate graveyard, so to speak. You'll recognize a circumstance for what it is and have the appropriate less than optimistic feeling about the pursuit. So unlike going to Las Vegas with, say, fake money, you know, just provided for your entertainment, you know, for you to lose freely, instead you're playing for your mortgage, or you're playing for your health care, or you're playing for actually getting a disease. Now, if I change what you're playing for, all of a sudden the game is going to be very, very different. You're going to have a whole different kind of attitude, and you're not going to be having fun anymore. Okay, something real's at stake. It's not going to be fun anymore. You know, if it's all just for profit, well, yeah, then it's fun. But if the game has real losses, then it's not so much fun. So if you start seeing your sister's face in some other person on the street, or you start associating yourself even with the other organisms eking out an existence, and recognize that they're not in substance difference from you. They're different, but not substantively different in their pursuit of a comfort that you're pursuing. Then all of a sudden you can understand that, well, what if that was me? What if that's what I had to do a million times over forever and ever? Yeah, just for every day, this is what I did. I played the role of the victim. I got the worst day spent by a consciousness. Every day I won that award. Would I really be able to say, oh yeah, it's all worth it? Would I look at the slop and the mess and say, oh yeah, just keep grinding it out? No. I would recognize it's too expensive. It's not a game. It's not, it's certainly not without risk, and it's not even a risk. It's a real and definite huge deficit. It's a loss. It's not a risk of loss. It is a realized loss. And the loss has been obscene. The horrors that have been endured have been obscene for millions of fucking years, hundreds of millions of years of the grossest of horrors. This isn't about risk. This is about inevitability. And here you are playing as if it's free money. There's nothing at stake. Because you don't feel the pressure. You don't feel your own skin in the game. And if you did, you'd have a different attitude. A really different attitude. Yeah. If it was your kids killed by a drunk driver, you know. But that's what it takes with people, right? It has to smack them personally in the face. I suppose in some respects it had to do that with me. I mean, I could say that when things are good, I was less observant, more capable of being an asshole. And it wasn't until I had a few humbling experiences with terror and intolerable pain that I realized that this is too high a price to pay for too trivially an accomplishment. It's way too much being paid. And then you have a little bit of moment here and there where it seeps into your consciousness, your awareness that the world that you're living in, the privileged existence, as much as you can complain about your miseries, they're nothing compared to the real misery that's being experienced and endured, and you're just being selfish and a bit of a cunt by pretending it's okay because I'm okay. And it's not. And it's not hard to just say, I understand, it's too risky. It's too high a price to pay. And it's imposed too unfairly. I mean, I didn't even get onto that subject, but again, you know, if you want to put your own ass, you know, back in the game, that's, you know, you would say that's your prerogative, but that's not how life works. People who have no hard ambitions and people who have no lust for it are the ones that are going to be stuck paying the price. And it makes it all the worst for them because they don't have any compensating, you know, whatever thing they're looking up for to, you know, I'm winning. No, they don't have any of that. So they just know how, it's just the depth of their loss. You know, how low can it go? And it's a question you'll want to ask because it can always get 10 times worse. Seems kind of obvious. The worst case scenario is something I won't even conceive of. You know, I won't even play there. That truth is so harsh. So, just fuck all this glib shit from people. These glib, cheap, trivial rationalizations and justifications. Oh, fuck them. Fuck these life trolls. They're never going to say anything reasonable. They're never going to fairly appreciate the price of their silly sentences. You know, how much had to suffer and die in a horrible way so they can type some tripe, some joke sentence. Fuck these pieces of shit. So, yeah, that's where we're stuck. So, yes, if I could, you know, wipe the whole, if I could smash the whole face of the earth with a giant 2x4, if there was a button to press, I'd be pressing it, because that's all it deserves. It doesn't even deserve a graceful exit. It just deserves to be, you know, have the shit kicked out of it and thrown in the sewer. It'd be done with this slop. These people have played such a dishonest game, especially, the animals are innocent. They can't have this conversation. They can't know anything about all these consequences. They don't know other beings are conscious. They don't know any of this stuff. We do. And the average human just runs from that truth. Takes no responsibility for it whatsoever. Knowing. You know, haven't eaten the fruit of the tree of knowledge, and they take nothing. They don't take any responsibility for it. They just keep saying, well, it's nature's fault, or it's the universe's fault. It's not my fault. Even though you're the one raising your hand to keep playing the game. Keep pulling the lever on the risk bandit thing. Yeah. Just keep putting coins in the vending machine of slop. Alright. So, I guess that's the message for the day. Now my neck aches. I'm really horribly uncomfortable. But it could be 10 times worse, and then it could be 100 times worse, so I can't complain, right? Yeah. Complaining's pussy shit. You know. Because this, the game here is to just eat it. Eat this shit and shut up. Just eat the shit and shut up. Eat the shit and shut up. No. Whack them with a 2x4. You know, whack these people who force you to eat shit. Yeah. Vote for their whacking. Vote no to human asshole. And then just blow the rest up. Anyway. it's, yeah, we're just it's Planet of the Apes. We're in this cell. It's a madhouse. It's nothing to do but wait for episode 2, you know, where you get to, you know, push down the button. You know, the red crystal. You get to pull the red crystal down or something, whatever it was. The silly, fake, semi, makes it look more technical button that wasn't anything more technical than just a stupid button. It could have just had a button. You know, just the silly crystal things. Anyway, it was an on-off switch. I mean, fuck. Could have just put a switch on the wall. On-off. Bomb on, bomb off. Not complicated. But that's all we got. We gotta just wait for the sequel, right? And when we have our chance, jump on that fucker. Yeah. So. That's it. That was fun, right? Oh, yeah, that was really good.